Republic gunship inbound for Teth.
Anakin stared back at the blue hologram of Kenobi in the crew bay of the gunship. "One day to find the kid and get him back home?" he said at last.
"That's right, Anakin."
"We'll do it, Master." He was aware of Ahsoka, Rex, and the squad of troopers tasked with inserting on Teth, sitting with their backs against the bulkhead in silence.
"You just sweet-talk Jabba. I think you have the harder duty."
"We really don't know who's holding his son. I'm uneasy, to say the least. Whoever it is managed to kill a complete team of bounty hunters. That's not your average criminal scum."
"And we're not the average hostage extraction team."
"I'll rendezvous with you as soon as I've concluded negotiations."
"Don't worry about us, Master."
The hologram vanished. Anakin turned to the team.
"This won't be an unopposed insertion, but then I think we expected that. Everyone ready?"
"Ready, sir."
"Ready, Master."
The lead gunship streaked low over an ocean, 3 or 4 meters above the waves, giving Anakin the impression of moving above an undulating runway when he glanced out of the open hatch. Behind the lat/eye, more gunships flew line astern, hugging the same contours and occasionally tracking diagonally in case an enemy was trying to get a lock on them. But they were alone on a remote planet for the time being, and they probably wouldn't encounter resistance in the form of anti-air cannon until they reached the coast. Anakin checked the rear and then leaned into the cockpit.
"Picking up anything, Lieutenant Hawk?"
The pilot indicated the console. His screen showed red and green icons.
"Long range shows a heavily defended target, sir. Laser cannon emplacements at the very least. We won't be undetected now. You do know that, don't you, sir?" "I'll drop below the tree canopy as soon as I can get a clear run."
"Good.
Then bang out as soon as we're down. I need you standing by for extraction."
"Will do, sir."
The sea gave way to glittering turquoise shallows speckled with dark masses of weed and then dense emerald jungle. The trees were wreathed in mist. It looked like a nice, ordinary day in a pleasant, unspoiled place. Anakin knew the illusion wouldn't last long.
"Buckets on," Rex said, and snapped his helmet into place.
The squad followed suit. Then all of them went through the ritual of checking charge levels on their rifle and sidearms, tugging at carabiners on their rappel kit, and flexing their hands. Without the complex helmet the clone troopers wore, Anakin was shut out of their data-laden world. He couldn't see what they saw or receive the welter of information, images, text, sensor readings, or hear the constant comm chatter on a dozen frequencies. He took a guess that Rex was now transmitting last-minute orders to the gunships in the squadron. He'd never know for sure. Some things had to be known and quantified, rather than felt in the Force. The audio system in the crew bay crackled into life.
"Sir, estimated time on target, 5 standard minutes. Better assume they've seen us. I'm sealing the blast hatches now."
"Copy that, Hawk," said Anakin.
The crew bay dimmed and the sunlight was replaced by red emergency illumination. He looked down at Ahsoka. He'd almost grown used to her being so small, but in the crowded compartment, dwarfed by troopers hanging on to overhead rails, she looked as if she'd boarded the wrong flight. Even with the hatches sealed, Anakin heard the first stuttering rounds of laser cannon.
"Taking fire, sir! I'll drop below their range, but stand by for a bumpy ride when we hit the forest."
30 seconds, Rex said quietly.
Once they hit the ground, if they hit the ground, if they made it in one piece, then their task had only just started. Their objective was a monastery on top of a plateau surrounded by dense jungle. They'd tackled worse. Anakin tightened his belt and felt for his lightsaber. They had to pull this off. His feelings about Hutts didn't matter. It wasn't about the kid, it was about his men. The Grand Army, about getting the war won and over with. He focused on that. The troopers were now lined up at both hatches. The gunship shook as it took a direct hit, but the armor plating held. Anakin closed his eyes for a moment. Then the deck seemed to fall beneath his boots. Random thuds echoed through the airframe. The gunship was hitting something on its descent, not taking fire now. And then there was a distinct lurch as Hawk set the lat/eye down. The jump light showed green, and both hatches lifted. Moist, hot, tree-scented air flooded into the crew bay. How Hawk had found a landing area in this dense forest without shearing off a gun pod, Anakin had no idea.
Go!
Rex said, slapping the first trooper in line on the shoulder.
Go! Go! Go!
Anakin reached out and grabbed Ahsoka's wrist to make sure she was right next to him. Then, watching the white outline of a trooper vanish into a sea of branches and glossy green foliage, he jumped clear.